Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Excuse the sound of my voice. I sound like shit today. We're about to get pummeled by a hurricane, and I'm about to walk up to work. So I had a little bit of time. I felt like this was important. It is Leo season, so there's going to be plenty of this going around. But, of course, it's not just Leos. Who am I kidding? But they are arrogant as fuck. Anyway, so if you read the title, today is about PSA, red flags, and narcissistic abuse. These are blindsided items that you just don't pay attention to or see in time. So let's get to it. Sexual attraction. The greater the physical attraction and sexual intensity, the easier it is to ignore red flags. Individuals who can see auras maintain that sexual energy literally obfuscates mental and emotional energy. And this is why lust is blind. They say love is blind because that's true, but when you're in lust with someone, you know, you just skip everything. Seduction. Narcissists are skilled manipulators. Some can be quite seductive and not just sexually. They may be adept listeners and communicators or allure you with flattery, self-disclosure, and vulnerability. Just the opposite of what you might expect from a narcissist. Idealization. Often narcissists are very accomplished, successful, and good-looking, powerful, or multi-talented. It's easy to idolize them and want to share in the benefits of their exceptionalism, especially if you feel inferior. People with low self-esteem, such as codependents, are more likely to idealize someone they admire. They may be drawn to typical narcissistic traits that they themselves lack, such as power and boldness. The downside is that idealization makes us ignore contrary information. Familiarity. If you had a narcissist parent, being with a narcissist will feel familiar. Excuse me while Matilda's in the background listening to her stuff. Like family, this attraction happens beneath consciousness and is often referred to as chemistry. With personal therapy, this attraction can change so that you can easily spot someone who is abusive or self-centered. I don't know. We'll see if this works. I can hear white noise back there. I'm doing this off my cell phone, so we'll see how this works. Anyway, where were we? Okay, so now with personal therapy, this attraction can change so that you can easily spot someone who is abusive or self-centered. You might even be repelled instead of attracted to a narcissist. For instance, in my case, I tend to attract guys that are like my father, especially Geminis. I don't know why. I've had one Sagittarius. He is like my dad. He's also a narcissist. Girls, you know, we get told, well, you got to change the type. You can change the type of guy, and he can look completely different. You can get with a fat guy, skinny guy, an ugly guy, a cute guy, but chances are, if you're stuck in a pattern psychologically, you're going to still get with a narcissist no matter what they look like, even if they are like a fucking 2 and you're a goddamn 11. So codependency, if you have low self-esteem or are codependent, you may be unaware of your feelings, which can guide you. You may not feel entitled to respect and having your needs and wants met. Most codependents tend to accommodate and people-please other people, a perfect fit for a narcissist. The predisposition is stronger in early dating when you're trying to make a good impression. Thus, you might overlook or rationalize feelings of discomfort and anxiety that signal trouble. If someone does bother you, you won't speak up about it and try to ignore it. Now, we have some red flags when dealing with a narcissist. Self-centeredness. For a narcissist, the world revolves around them. Other people are only two-dimensional, meaning that narcissists can't empathize. They're in their own reality. and see you as an extension of themselves to satisfy their needs and wants. When you talk to your date, is he or she interested in getting to know you or talk only about themselves? Amazingly, some people do, as if their listener doesn't exist. This is a telltale sign that you will feel invisible in the relationship. If you felt invisible in your family, you might take this for granted. You could possibly feel validated by the attention you give as good as a listener. Beware that this is a pattern that will likely continue. Narcissists are skilled communicators and will appear fascinated by you, even mirror your interests to make you like them. They may be good at short-term intimacy and make you feel like a king or queen, but eventually they don't keep up the act. You'll discover that their motive is to get what they want, for example, sex, but they're not interested in getting to know more about you, your family problems, or successes. Be aware of other signs of lack of consideration, walking far ahead of you, making you track them down for a return phone call, arriving late, disregarding your boundaries and needs, or interrupting conversations to take calls from other people. Arrogance. Narcissists feel superior to other people and can be rude or abusive when they don't get what they want. This is revealed in their behavior and how they talk about themselves and others. Is your date a fault finder who criticizes or blames others, the opposite sex or an ex? One day he or she may be bashing you. When you go out, notice how he or she treats waitresses, car hops, and vendors. Does he or she show other people respect or act superior to other certain groups, such as minorities, immigrants, or people less means or education? Narcissists like to be associated with high-status people and institutions. God, it sounds like fucking Andrew. They think they're the best and want to surround themselves with the best. Goddamn Trump. This is due to insecurity. Does your date think only his or her school is the best and require the best car, the best table at the best restaurant, and the finest wines and wear expensive labels or name-drop public figures they know? This may impress you, but will later depress you when you feel ignored or like a prop in their life. Entitlement. This is a trait that's a giveaway. It reveals how narcissists think that they're the center of the universe. They not only believe they're special or superior to others, but that they deserve special treatment and that the rules don't apply to them. Does your date refuse to turn off his or her cell phone at the movies, expect others to do favors, cut in line, steal things like tableware, airline blankets, or hotel ashtrays, or insist on special treatment from the parking attendant, restaurant maitre d', or server? If you're a woman, does he expect you to drive to his neighborhood? A relationship with this person will be painfully one-sided, not a two-way street. Narcissists have one interest, and that's getting what they want and making the relationship work for them. If they are rude to others, they may one day abuse you. Bragging and need for admiration. Although narcissists want to believe they're superior, they're actually insecure. Hence, they need constant validation, appreciation, and recognition. They seek this by bragging about themselves and their accomplishments. They may even lie or exaggerate. People who brag are trying to convince themselves and you of their greatness. Control and manipulation. Narcissists put their needs first. They may manipulate you with flattery, belittling, or threats. Their lack of empathy may show when planning a date. Time and place might be a difficult negotiation or on their terms, especially if they sense that you're interested in them. Initially, they may want to please you to win you over, but once they've made their catch, they want to please themselves. It's the chase, not the catch, that motivates them. Once they're victorious, they can lose interest and move on to the next conquest before it gets too emotionally intimate. If not, they'll be emotionally unavailable and keep you at a distance because they're afraid to get too close and you won't like what you see. Now, remember, if you get into a relationship with a guy and it's moving really, really fast and you may think that this is normal and it's supposed to happen, red flag. If they say, I love you really, really soon, red flag. If they start making, like, plans to move out together and be together later, red flag. There's not a problem with making plans like that. But if you've just begun the relationship and it's not even been a year or two, red flag. Now, here's an example of a narcissist. If you, let's say you're dating somebody and, yeah, you show him much appreciation on his birthday, take care of him, spoil him and everything, and then when it comes to your birthday, he doesn't even reciprocate anything, not even worth your time. Like one time, I was given a gift 3 months ahead of time that I didn't even want, and he wasn't even around for my birthday later, so, complete just, I don't know. It is a really, it's just really damning. Like, it really can hurt somebody. If you're able to be hurt easily, this would be one of those things. Now, narcissists are codependent, and they're drawn to codependence and vice versa. If you're in recovery from codependency, you need to build your self-esteem and know your estimation of your worth. It will rise, and you'll expect to be considered, listened to, and treated well. You'll convey an expectation of respect by maintaining healthy boundaries, by being assertive about your opinions, feelings, needs, and wants. And there's no reason at any point that anyone should have to deal with something like this and actually, like, put up with it. Now, I want everyone to know that it's not your fault, okay? It's a psychological thing. And unless we fix our issues ourselves, we're always going to end up in this situation. If you find yourself dating and, you know, throughout the years and you just keep getting the same person, it's not really you. It's more psychological and it's unconscious. Like, it's a, you know, something you can't really control. But this, learning about this and paying attention to the red flags, I know it's hard and everybody wants, like, to know what real love is. I don't know, guys. I don't think it's real, honestly. I think that everybody wants to try on the next relationship or the next person they see. Now, I've got some more things. How to know. Now, not many people went online to find a date 20 years ago. Now, 15% of all U.S. adults have used online or mobile dating sites. Whether you meet a dating partner online or in person, you have not known them for a length of time or anyone else who has. You need to be cautious before moving forward to a close relationship. You know, I don't think it's very hard because guys, like, initially want you to have sex with them. Like, if you say no, it could go so many ways. While being cautious, be looking out for red flags. This is a warning to you that this person is not an emotionally healthy individual. The reason is it's important to understand these red flags because we often assume that we have a good heart, we're good people, that we think that this is the way that other people, you know, are and wouldn't treat you this way. But sadly, we live in a world where all sorts of personality disorders exist. So it's always better to be cautious and prepared before finding yourself trapped in a relationship that could emotionally, physically, and spiritually harm you. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person. Do not associate with one easily angered, or you may learn their ways and get yourself ensnared. Someone with a narcissist personality disorder or personality disorders who isn't seeking professional treatment will cause you long-term relationship problems. And that's all the time we have for this morning. We're going to make this a quick PSA. I felt like I needed to do this because it's just like it's that season. So that's the tea for now, and I'll be back after work. Bye.